Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were taught that a loving and reverential fear of God will keep us from sin. Hey, let's continue with that thought today as we end the week.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Now, even as adults, we grow up in our parents' home and they have certain standards and rules in their life. And when you're an adult, you don't go back to their home and flaunt the fact that you're an adult now and you break all those rules. No, you try to abide by them because of your respect, your loving fear of your parents, although at that time they probably couldn't do anything about it. I worked with a man when I was in high school working in an old Winn-Dixie store. It's called Quick Check actually then, and he was working in the produce section, and he was a Christian, but he smoked cigarettes. And we got to talking one day, and he said, I think it's sin to smoke. And he says, but I'm hooked on them and I enjoy them. But then he started to tell him the story of his father. And he says, you know, my dad and mom hated smoking. And they still do. He says, when I go to their house, no matter how long I stay there, even if I stayed overnight, I will not smoke a cigarette in their presence. Now, obviously, you can get within 10 feet of a person that smokes and you can smell it. They think that they cover it with whatever kind of sprays and other things they have, but they don't, and we know that. But this man, out of love and respect for his parents, would not smoke in front of them. He would not smoke in their house. He would not smoke. I don't think it was even on their property. So I'm saying that to say, if we fear God, we'll fear him with a loving fear, a reverential fear, but it will keep us from the sins of this life. So again, I'm just saying that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mindedness, so that we can overcome the fears that the devil and the people of this world try to throw at us. Now, I like what Henry Morse says in his notes. The denial of God and rejection of Christ because of the fear of man will indeed lead to torment, because the fearful shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, in Revelation 21 and verse 8 tells it. So, having laid that foundation as we're getting started here, let's now look here. First of all, in verse 19, where he says, we love him because he first loved us. Isn't that wonderful? What we see here is a very willful love. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, we have a interesting verse there that says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when you come to Jesus Christ by faith, you do it believing, and you do it because you know he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. But before you ever diligently seek him, God first loved you. He sought you before you ever sought him. Think of that. And so, long before, you know, say, well, I found God. No, he found you long before you ever found him. It just took you time to go around and realize that. But he was there all the time. Now, we love him, in verse 19, does not use the usual word that we think of for love and that is often associated with it in the Bible. Normally, we think of the word agape. And you've heard preachers say, God agapes us, and they use that Greek word, and they'll tell you it's the highest form of love that there could be, God's love. And so they often use the word agape. Now, that's not a fish, so don't think of it as a fish, all right? Agape, that's a guppy. But agape in the Greek, that highest form of love. But here, it is the form of the same word, which is agapeo. Now, just that little bit different spelling of that word indicates a direction of the will to find one's joy in something. Now, listen to that again. For this verse, we love him because he first loved us. So when we look at that word loved, that he first loved us there at the end, the last, second last word of the verse there, love is agapeo, and it's a direction of his will in finding his joy in us. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives. Now, in that day, that was really a strong commandment because some may be as Isaac. That's probably the most famous story, but he's not the only one. But they may be as Isaac. Did not meet their wife until they were actually legally married. Okay. When Rebekah was chosen as Isaac's wife, she was already married to him. They made all the agreements, everything was set up. So it was just a matter of coming to him. He didn't even get to choose her out. Okay, so whoever it was, he was to love her. And so again, that is what the Bible says. So they are to love, that is, by their own will, find their joy in loving their wives. You see, my friend, love is not a power that overcomes you and you just can't help it. No. Love is a choice. It's not a feeling. It's a choice of the inner man to make a life decision of the will to find joy in a person. See, a lot of people base love on emotion instead of a conscious decision of our spirit. And let me just give you an illustration I've probably used on the radio before, but it's been long enough that it's probably been quite a while. But here are two teenage boys, and they both date some beautiful girls and some that may not be quite as pretty as the most beautiful girls they've dated. And they've got down, each of them have two girls left. One girl is very beautiful in each case. The other one is not ugly. It's just that she's not as beautiful as the other. But the difference is this. The other one is a lot more practical. Seems to care for others. And she's not the kind that is all about herself. The one that's so pretty is so used to guys just falling over themselves for her, and they get spoiled rotten. So by the time she gets married, she has all these great expectations of men and none of herself. Now, the young man making a choice here, in one case, the young man says, oh man, I would like to be seen with this pretty woman. Oh, she is so pretty. Boy, that would be just it. Everybody sees me with this girl. Boy, I tell you what, that would be it. I'd be saying, you guys eat your heart out. This is my wife. And they go on to that. But most of you know that the same thing that happens to men happens to women. We get older. And there are changes that take place in our body, our skin, everything. And we men don't get to pack our and fill in the lines in our skin with all kind of makeup and other gook. We just let it be as it is. So I'm saying that just to say that the beauty of the physical end of it will fade. Some fade quickly, some it may be a long while. I still think my wife is the most beautiful person in the world, and here we are, we're laying on 70 years old, so we still have our joy in one another. But what I'm saying is this, that other person, as a man thinks about it, One young man thinks about it and says, I want this beautiful girl to be seen with her. The other one, though, he's looking at the two girls, very beautiful, and the other one is pretty, but not quite like the most beautiful one. He says, you know what? This lady would make a good mother for my children. She would stick with me regardless of our financial situation. She would not be a gold digger and start looking for others. She would be there to support me, and I could support her, and we'd lift one another up, and we would truly be one. So he decides to marry that one. You see, that second guy made a spirit decision. The first guy made a soul or fleshly decision, an emotional decision. And you see, that's the marriage that will be in trouble. So again, the decision to love must be made on the inner man. And when you consider the Lord Jesus Christ, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will stay true to you. The problem will be you're staying true to him. But it's in the inner man you make a life decision that you'll find your joy in a person. Agapeo describes God's love for us. But it should also be the love that we have towards him. And by that, we should seek to find our fullness of joy in him. We know he is holy and he is righteous. So instead of trying to seek to justify our flesh, we should seek to be holy and righteous as he. The Lord is righteous in all of his ways and holy in all of his works. Psalms 145:17 says, so if we're going to be like him, if we're going to be one with him, we need to try to be like him. And our joy and our fulfillment is when we are most like him. So love, just like salvation, is not a feeling. It's a choice. It's a choice by faith. A faith that we can trust the promises of God. Now, this kind of love is the essence of what we saw back in verse 10. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation, that is the entire payment for our sin. So it's not that we loved him first. No, he loved us. He already loved us. He loved you before you were even born and even knew all about you. Herein is love, that we love God. But he that loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. What a special verse that is. There was nothing lovely to an all-holy God about our wretched, miserable soul.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.